So everyone's joking about how this quarantine is so they can change the batteries in the birds. We're recording outside right now, and I don't see a single fucking bird in this park.
Wait.
I've been here for like 7 minutes. I haven't seen a single bird.
Actually, let me think.
Have you seen a bird since this started?
No. I don't think I have.
They're changing the batteries, dude.
I've seen a few. Not as many as there usually is because, you know, out in the country, like, they're usually all in the fucking fields and then rise. I guess I've seen... Before all this started, one of the weirdest things that I saw, I was on 150. I was heading back to my house, and I was right over the bridge, and then I look over. I see a shit ton of birds start rising, but they didn't go up. They didn't move. They didn't move at all. They were just, like, frozen. I kept staring. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? And I was going by. I was like, what the fuck?
Because they're dying, dude. They got low batteries.
They were, like, frozen. It seemed like we were in the fucking Matrix. That's what it looked like. I was like, what the fuck? I've never seen the movie, but I feel like that's what it'd be like. I need to watch that, actually.
I've also never seen The Matrix. That's a lie. I saw the first, I don't know how long it is, but I was like 7 or 8, maybe. And they put a bug in this dude's stomach to kill him from the inside. And when I was a kid, that scared the shit out of me, so I stopped watching The Matrix.
Well, Keanu Reeves is in it, so you know it's gotta be good. And they made, like, 4 of them or some shit? Or they're making a fourth one?
I think there's 3 and they're making a fourth. But don't quote me on that.
I don't fucking know. I know that a lot of them were on, practice social distancing, kids.
Right. We're a little more than an arm's length away.
See? We're good. Okay, that bird thing is fucking with me now. There's no bird. There are no birds. Where are the squirrels?
I think the squirrels are just booing because it's kind of chilly.
Well, it's not too chilly. It's like 60 degrees outside.
No, but like yesterday and the day before, it was pretty...
Yeah, that's true. But
they might be booing in their trees or something.
Yeah, I'm hoping because...
Imagine you're a squirrel and you go outside. You live in the forest, right? And they cut down the forest. You go home and your whole fucking crib is gone. That would suck.
That'd be some shit.
That's like you driving home right now, and all that's left are a few pipes sticking out of the ground.
Damn.
Deforestation sucks. You are taking away squirrel houses.
This is bad. This is bad. Disrespectful.
It's been forever since we did a one-on-one podcast.
Yeah, because last time we did it was the first time we recorded. Or the first...
First 3 times, maybe? 4?
We've recorded 4 episodes by ourselves. But, like, the third one we recorded, we recorded the first 4 times, but the Are We Living a Lie
Alone
thing.
In Black Hawk, which, by the way, so many fucking mosquitoes. I don't even like thinking about that place.
Yeah.
There are too many mosquitoes in Black Hawk.
It's also been a while since we actually recorded a fucking episode, by the way.
That's fair.
Because the last time... I published one because I split our last recording into 2 episodes. Last time I published one was Valentine's Day. It's been well over a fucking month.
Season 3, baby.
I guess this is season 3 now. I didn't want it to be season 3. We didn't.
There's a doggy in that car. Oh, no.
We didn't end season 2 with like a
Q&A like we did last time.
Yeah. So like I don't think we can end it. We gotta at least have a few more episodes.
Oh, we're doing a Rick and Morty split. Splitting the season.
Except we're not as popular as them, but hopefully with the quarantine, we get more popular.
What do you have to do? There's actually nothing good on Netflix right now. Like, for me, I'm just like, bro, all this looks like fucking garbage, dude. I don't want to watch Love Story. I want to watch a love story. I don't want to watch them to be love story.
There's a new show called, like, Love is Blind or some shit like that.
Caitlin watched that.
Yeah, my mom she was trying to talk to me about it. She was like, oh my god, they never see each other. I'm like, who gives a fuck? That's just Tinder without the pictures. Like, no.
You know what Tinder without the pictures is? MySpace. That is a slow ass car. You got a convertible, pal. It's March 24th,
23rd. I don't know anymore.
It's March 25th. God damn.
It's Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's when this episode will be out. I'm just going to upload it later.
Okay.
Hopefully. And, yeah. TikTok. Instagram. Is that all we have? Podcast.
Well, if they heard that announcement, they probably fucking know that, pal.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so just need to follow this on TikTok and Instagram.
Also, follow me personally on TikTok. Not Instagram. I don't post on Instagram. I follow meme pages.
I don't post anything on the Inner and Outsiders page. Do your fucking TikTok thing. Actually, we need to make a TikTok on the Inner and Outsiders one, so then I can just tag you in there.
Yeah. Follow me on TikTok, at Orange Wine Punch. Noah. I think he is following me, actually.
I don't know if Noah's following Inner and Outsiders on TikTok. He needs to, if he isn't.
He's got so many followers, you can't keep up with him.
No, it's not a lot. It's only like 200. Like, 225, I think.
I have 13.
Oh.
Maybe not even. 14.
Ayo. Well, after that peanut butter one, we gained like 170 subscribers. Or not subscribers, followers on there. So it was a good time with that one. And then, like, last night, I think I got like 3. And I just woke up to another one. So, it's doing well. Actually post stuff and then you get followers.
It's such a dopamine rush when you fucking get somebody you don't know to like your shit.
It's cool. Yeah.
That happened to me last night. And I was like, oh, look at me go. I threw my phone.
Just wait until you get one that's like... I guess we don't get too many likes. The one that I got the most was the peanut butter one that had 808. After the first, like, 100, it's just like, eh, it's there. I wonder if that's how, like, people that are, like, millions of followers, whenever they get millions of likes, they're just like, eh, just another day. Like, if I got one or, like, 5, I'm like, fuck yeah. Because, like, some videos can do well, some videos can't. It's all about whoever watches it and likes it. They like it, it can go. But.
I can't see myself being like that. If I get 1 million likes on a post, I'm like, that's 1 million people. Yeah. That's 2 million taps on my video. Because you have to double tap. So.
Yeah. I don't know if they're like that or if they're just like, holy fucking shit, it happened again. Like, if they're surprised that it keeps happening. It's like, that would be, like, if we did that, that'd be fucking dope as shit. If we can get, like, we don't even get 1,000 likes.
So I'm upset.
Why?
You know my TikTok handle is Orange Hawaiian Punch.
Yeah.
Follow me on TikTok.
Yeah.
For a couple days at the beginning of the quarantine, Hawaiian Punch was trending on Twitter. Everybody was roasting the shit out of Hawaiian Punch. They were like, yo, I can leave you in my fridge for like 7 days and you still won't be cold. You taste like Windex. Fuck off, people. Orange Hawaiian Punch is the best drink in the world.
you should have tweeted and been like, follow me at Orange Hawaiian Punch on TikTok, because just ride the wave. There's something trending.
I was gonna, but I saw an article about it. And when I went and looked on Twitter right after I read the article, it wasn't trending anymore.
Ugh. Should have took that little opportunity and fucking did it.
I should have, but I don't tweet.
I don't either. I don't understand the point of Twitter. It's just like...
I get it, but I'm not big enough to do stuff on Twitter.
I just don't want to post shit. Just, I don't want to write things out.
It's not that I don't want to write things out. I don't want people to get notified that I've tweeted for the first time in a while. That's why I don't post. That's why I don't post on Instagram, dude. Because what if it's dumb? Then everybody who follows me sees Jacob posted his first thing. And then it's lame.
Wait, have you ever posted it to Instagram?
On my old Instagram.
So So you've never posted an Instagram? Because I think I remember looking at your Instagram once and you had nothing on there.
I still have nothing on there. It looks exactly the same.
Nice.
If you checked it day one, it looks just like that. Just except maybe I'm following a few more people.
Okay. Respect.
I just want to take this moment to bring up that Terry Crews liked my comment on TikTok.
I want to bring up this moment.
I don't know if Terry Crews actually runs his own TikTok. Like, I don't know if he gets on and, like, likes people's comments or if he has, like, somebody who does that for him. Either way, I don't care.
It still says Terry Crews like. Boom! I've... I still have yet to get any big creators to like it. I started commenting on more of them. I commented on Will Smith and said the Fresh Prince of TikTok. And I got one person to like that. And it wasn't him. But still proud. I'm happy for that. I didn't think it'd get noticed. Somebody was aimlessly wandering through all of it and was like, hey.
I always aimlessly wander through comments.
I do too. You just get lost in them sometimes because some of them are really good.
And
some
of them aren't. I have the video playing in the background, which gives them more clout. Because if I'm looping it...
It gives them more plays.
It gives them more plays.
Not necessarily. I guess it does. Never mind. I don't know.
Yeah.
Squirrel!
Fully charged, big guy?
I think the birds are like Teslas. They plug them into the wall and they're just like...
What if they plug into tree branches where they land? What if that's why they land on power lines?
Yes, power lines. Power lines would probably be the thing.
Then why would they need to charge them?
No, replace the batteries. Not charging, just replacing batteries. You know, people have been losing power recently.
It's because they're using all the power on the birds.
Like, Katie, she lost power for like over an hour. Like,
that's kind of weird. It's not even been, like, stormy. It's been a little bit rainy or snowy-ish.
Yeah, and what I've been seeing on, like, TikTok from, like, people out in L.A., some people have been losing their power, too. And it's just, like, random. At least that's what I think. I don't know if there are a lot more people losing it or if it's just, like, certain people and it's just, like, maybe just a power outage. Just,
yeah.
That's just happening because they can't really pay the bills at this moment because I think everyone's pushing those electric bills back. So then people can just worry about other shit. So they may be just, like, having problems at the thing. With the payments and shit. And running that much power.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they still put power to the Kroger's. It's been closed, yeah. And it's...
I see the lights on all the time when I'm delivering.
It's so weird.
Because I take the back way if I deliver on the south side of town. And the lights are on in there.
Take the back way. Oh, you take right through their parking lot?
Yeah, I go back by the storage place.
Because hey,
when you go into the parking lot, you go, woo! Down a little hill, do that.
I've never been that way. I usually just take the main road.
No. Go the back way, you'll love it.
I'm also going to say, I didn't know that you can just go back there and go to the storage place and go through that.
Because neither did I until like 3 weeks after I started working at Domino's. Well,
I saw Dale go over to Longview to be able to put a deposit in, and... He took that way, and I looked, and I was like, what the fuck is this dude doing?
I just walk with my fucking legs.
It was during the quarantine. We weren't allowed to go in.
Oh.
Yeah. I was really confused, because I was going to do it, but then I asked, I was like, so will these all fit in, like, the little tubes? Because I didn't know at the first window.
There's an actual deposit thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that, because I don't go to that bank. And I also I never go to any, like, drive-thru of a bank. I went there once and that was it, but they told me that and I was like, okay. And then he was like, I'll just take it. I'm like, fuck it, all right. I get back from my delivery after that. He's at the fucking last one with the tube. I was like, you son of a fucking bitch, you told me not to do that. You told me go to fucking first one, you bitch. But there were a lot of people.
But am I the only person who wanted to fill one of those, like, the things at the bank, the tubes that come out of the pipe? I want to fill it with, like, bioluminescent goo. Because it looks like a storage container in a sci-fi movie.
Yes.
Like a battery that you would plug into, like, a superconductor, dude.
Dude. That'd be dope.
That would be dope.
I'm I'm gonna say, I know that this quarantine's happening and everyone has like a stay-at-home order, but like it's fucking amazing outside. We can get copyright for this. Shut the fuck up.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know either.
It's probably copyrighted, honestly.
Yeah. The fuck is that sound? Small dick?
Yeah. Shit.
I don't know if any of this is actually popping up for them.
Oh, no, it's definitely not. Oh, it's a semi, not a...
Oh, okay, so no small dick.
Not a lifted truck.
But maybe.
Damn. I'm out of food. I had 2 McDoubles and a fry.
Ooh, nice.
And a Diet Coke. I'm watching my figure.
Why didn't you just wait till you went to work and then just got shit from there?
Because I'm closing with Sean.
Who?
Sean.
Who's that? Oh, he's from a different store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Closing with this dude from a different store. And I don't want to be like, hey, give me free food. Even though I'm allowed to get free food if I work the long shift.
Dude, fucking, I told the new driver that, I told him, yeah, if you work a long shift, usually you're supposed to get a free meal, but most of the time, you don't get it because you're working all the time, so yeah. It doesn't really matter. And then, he waits till close to the end of his shift. I thought that was a car pulling up, but he waits till the end of his shift.
Morning or evening?
Morning.
Okay.
So he waits till, like, closer to the end whenever I'm there, and I think the other, one other driver's there.
Dude.
Shut the fuck up, bro. We recorded.
We're
up
in the middle of something.
That was just a straight fuck you. But he was so close to the end of his shit. Well, not so. Bitch.
Just talk over it. Just be louder.
He was so close to the end of his shift, and then he gets it. And then they were like, all right, put the order in. Because they were busy. So he wasn't going to get the free thing. He just had to put the order in. And he went and bitched about it. He went up to our general manager and was like, dude, I thought I was supposed to get a free meal. What is up with this? And then like, fine. And he was already in a pissed off mood because they were busy.
Yeah.
And like, well, he wasn't really, but because he went up to him and was like bitching about it, he got in a really pissed off mood.
Yeah.
And then he waited till the end of his shift and got him something, but I think he didn't even get him anything. I think they just didn't cook him anything. And then he left and then ordered later that night. But I thought that was so fucking stupid. Like, sure, like, I never get the free meal unless, like, I got it, like, a couple times with, I was with the GM. I was, I just looked at him. I was like, yo, I want to make me a sandwich. And he was like, all right, cool. Because I knew how to make it. So I was like, I'm just going to go make it. And then I got that. And one other time whenever Amber, she kept asking me for one. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just get one.
She asked you for a sandwich?
No, asked me if I wanted my free meal, or just to let her know whenever I wanted it. Damn it.
Captured. I usually get a sandwich when I'm with Amber. But if I'm with our GM, I don't get a free meal.
Yeah, I only did it once when we were closing. We just weren't busy at all. That was one night where nothing was happening. Up until, I think that was the night that, up until fucking...
like 10 o'clock, you 10 or 11, we just started slammed. Getting
fucking hammered. I took a, I don't know what the
you
last
said a
run.
A 3, a 4, and a 3.
Yeah, maybe 3, 4, 3. The 4 run, I fucking hate it because it was north side, west side, east side, south side.
I hate doing 4s because no matter what, the last delivery is always fucking crushed, dude.
Yeah.
But luckily, my last delivery was to a dude I knew. And it was a pan, so it didn't really fuck up the pizza, which was very nice for me. But my car doesn't have enough room to, like, put 2 of them on the floor and 2 of them in the passenger seat. We need one of those oven cars, dude.
What?
Have you not heard of the Domino's car, dude?
There's a Domino's car?
Yeah, Domino's made a car with, instead of back seats, it's an oven, and it keeps the food hot.
No fucking way. Why don't we have it?
It's got a gyroscopic table in there so you can hit bumps and the pizza doesn't... Right? Dude? Let's
fucking get one.
Why?
Why don't we have one? Or 2, 3, 4.
Why? Just why two. Is it that since we stopped getting really busy since the factory shut down, we've started having like 4 drivers a night? Are you still in there? Tried to cut him in half.
It's because we started having 4 drivers because during, like, right at the beginning of this corona thing, or COVID-19, correct term, right before it, Savoy is closed down. So we were expected to get a shit ton more business, but then COVID-19 was like, fuck your business, you done. And then we're like,
shit. But you still have to go to work because you're essential. Which I completely disagree with, okay? Everybody's like, you're essential, you're a food business. Okay, food is essential. Good food is not.
Okay? We're actually not an essential... I don't think we're an essential business.
Corporate just said that we could shut down if we wanted.
Yes, because we're not essential, but...
But the franchise- governor
is allowing... he still allows delivery and pickup. That's what he allows. Mm-hmm. So that's... If he said no more delivery and just pickup, we wouldn't be working right now.
Yeah, we're allowed to close, but none of the stores in our franchise closed.
Yeah, but we still...
Because that's just...
I know, we still make money, though.
We do.
Like, I don't mind for us, just because we still make tips, and, like, since this is happening, more people are tipping more money. Even if it's... Well, okay, yeah, some of them don't. One day, I left with, like, my first, like, 5 deliveries, I had no tips except for, like, $2, and I was like, you fucking piece of shit.
I don't expect tips, but, I mean, come on. Give me a keep the change every now and again. Don't make me sit there and make change.
Dude, I fucking hate it whenever people are like, their order will be like $20-something, and it'll be less than 25, and they'll be like, all right, give me change for all of that. I'm like, oh, fucking
you gave me 2 20s, big guy.
Like, I can't do this, my guy. And they're just like, just give me this. And I'm like, fuck you guys.
Bro.
Like, I'm here working still, and y'all can't even give me like 20 cents.
Don't make me crack open my fucking wallet to give you change.
Oh, I did that a couple of times, but now if it happens again, I'm going to look at them and be like, ayo, big guy, I don't know if you can read this fucking box, but it says, we do not carry more than $20. I only carry 15. That's what we're allowed to. So if you want more than that, you got to talk it up with the big guys. I ain't doing that shit.
I carry like $8 in my wallet.
I
just in case I want to buy something, you know?
I don't. I take the drinks. That's about it. Yeah. Also... The weird thing is, like, getting food there, I never want to ask. Like, yeah. The first time I wanted to, I was like, dude, I'm scared. I'm fucking scared.
I always feel obligated to ask.
Like, I don't know if they'll, like, want to do it or not. Because, like, I know it's their job. They have to. But also, we're working with them. And if we're not busy and then I'm making them make me something, I feel like a dick.
Yeah.
But sometimes if we're not busy, I kind of just want to go up to them and be like, hey, if you make me a large pizza right now, I'll split it with you, meaning you can be able to share it. It'll be good. That's what I want to do to make it, like, feel a little bit better.
But we're new, so we're not tired of the food there yet. I'm getting there.
I'm not... I don't eat it all the time, though. That's the thing.
No.
I've actually picked up food, like, maybe 2 times, and then, like, sandwiches, I've eaten, like, a few of them there, but,
what's
like...
What's your favorite sandwich?
Chicken bacon ranch.
Chicken parm, dude.
I haven't had that one yet.
Parm is fire, dude.
I think I looked at it because I was looking.
Do yourself a favor. Get the chicken parm. Add bacon.
Add bacon?
Add bacon.
Okay, I may do that, like, before I head home, honestly.
Yeah.
I am a bit hungry, so chicken parm. What's on the chicken parm? Because I looked at the ingredients the other day, and there was, like, one sandwich that I actually liked, and I was like, okay, that looks kind of good.
The chicken parm has, obviously, the chicken. Then it has pizza sauce, 2 slices of provolone, some of the really thin grated Parmesan on it.
Oh, yeah, that was the one pizza with the pizza sauce.
Parmesan Asiago or whatever. And then pizza cheese. But then you add bacon, and guess what else goes on there? Bacon.
Dude, I've been looking, like, the other...
I can't believe we've gone this whole podcast without mentioning that one summer that I had 86 pounds of bacon. In my house.
Dude, that was the best summer ever. That shit was so good. We were done with it within a week, though.
Oh, actually, no. No.
It was like a little bit more than a week.
We were done in like the first month or two.
Yeah. I know the first night
that... Because you would only come over on like weekends.
Yeah. And I remember like the first night that you had it.
It was just a pile in the corner by the microwave.
We were all like, I think me, you, and Gage were there, and we're just like,
bacon time.
Let's get it. That shit was good, though.
Bro, I so have a heart condition because of that summer. Straight up.
That summer was the bacon summer. Then the next summer was Steak and Shake summer.
Steak and Shake summer.
The Steak and Shake, that summer was a good summer.
That was a good summer.
That was a good one. I like that one. So I still reminisce about that sometimes. If I'm, like, if it's nighttime and I'm on Vermilion Road and then I go, like, at 150, I'll just be like,
ah, Steak and Shake summer.
I'll just press on my radio, play Fergalicious, and I'll just be like,
oh, yeah.
These were the times, man.
These were the times, dude. You want to know something weird?
What?
The photo that's used at your funeral may have already been taken. Because you could die anytime. Think of the best picture you have of yourself right now. That might be the picture used in your funeral.
Okay.
What lighting do you have in your room, by the way? Or wherever you record your TikToks? Because they're all kind of blue.
I have a light strip across, and I usually keep it on the white light, and it has, like, really good lighting.
Put it on the green.
Okay.
Green gives you the best lighting.
Well, I like, because it's, like, straight in front of my face.
Yeah.
But I like having it on the white light, because, like, it looks like professional lighting.
Yeah, but if you put it on the green, it'll make your face look more dynamic. It'll make it look, like, better shaded.
Yeah.
Because human eye can see more shades of green than any other color. That's why night vision goggles are green.
Ooh. Okay. I'm also thinking about, like, I know I probably shouldn't do this, but I kind of want to get a ring light.
I have one of those lamps where you have the two magnetic balls, and they come up. Yeah, it's got two magnetic balls, and you pull one up from the bottom that goes to the one on the top, and they go, and there's, like, a gap between them. But there's a switch on the bottom, and when the bottom one gets pulled up, it turns on the light. And that's what I recorded this TikTok with. And look at this lighting.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
I like it.
And also, it's a really nice decoration to, like, have, like, an actual light in the room, because it's bright as fuck.
Yeah, and it looks like it being on your face, it just, like, makes it look clear, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's dope.
It's also the beauty filter on TikTok.
I don't use that, honestly.
I do. I exclusively use the beauty filter. I don't think I used it for the one where I threw my phone, though.
Yeah, I like, whenever I didn't have, like, the light strip, I wouldn't use it. Or I used it, like, I would look at it, and I'd be like, oh, my God, this looks fucking terrible. And I think with the light strip, like, it looks a little bit better. Because I turned it on yesterday just to see what it looked like. I'm like, cool, dope. And then I turned it off because I didn't want it. Because I don't like using the filters. It's hard to, like, I don't know. I tried transitions last night, too.
You did? Were they good? Let me see them.
I don't have any of them saved because...
Why? Why didn't you put it in your drafts, dude?
Because I just wanted to see how it looked. And I want to get a little bit better before I, like, actually try it. Like, the one where you, like, push, like, I can't do that. But this one where, like, you do that in front of the camera, I can do that one.
I haven't tried any transitions.
I know, I didn't want to, but then I was like, you know what? Full send. I'm in a mood, because that's why I recorded so many last night.
Yeah, I noticed that you posted, like, 9 last night.
I didn't give a fuck. And I noticed that you didn't like any of them last night.
I'm going to like them all.
What the fuck?
Why are there so many cars right now?
You didn't like any of them. This is the unknown outsider. It is the brand of us. And you, fuck you.
I noticed that you haven't liked many of mine.
I never see yours. I saw that baseball one. Did I like that one?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't.
No, you're not. You're not sorry.
Okay, I'll like all yours after we're done recording. We're 14.
I have to go to work in like 15 minutes.
I don't. I had yesterday and today off. I realized since we still work, it's not that bad for us because we don't have to, like, stay at home all the time and, like, be bored as fuck. But with these 2 days off.
I have PS4, dude. I would be fine.
Okay, yeah, I don't play.
See, look at how blue all of your things are. Also, I really like the glare on this.
I know, I didn't
notice.
You look
like a fucking anime character.
I didn't fucking notice that one until, like, I didn't notice it until after I had posted that last one. I was like, what the fuck?
They have glasses that I'm going to get. They have a button right here. And you go, and they light up, like when anime characters push their glasses up and the glare comes on when they're about to do something sinister. And I think that's cool as fuck.
See, and I like the one, I think it was the first one I posted. Literally, all I did, I think...
Why did you not wear your glasses in one? I actually really liked this entire one.
See, that was my favorite one. That's why
I'm not tired. I'm just depressed.
See, I like that one. The first one, I don't know why my glasses weren't on. I think I just didn't want the glare. Because I was like... I think that one I was closer to it. And it was like just the entire glasses. And I don't know. I just need to get glasses that I can wear with no lenses. So it's just good.
Go on TikTok, like, immediately, and follow
Orange Hawaiian Punch.
Cinder Blocks.
Orange Hawaiian Punch and the Unknown Outsiders, follow us definitely right now. Noah, please, do it.
CNDRBOCKS.
What?
It's Cinder Blocks, right? And this is what he does. He goes into his basement, okay?
Okay.
He locks his basement. And he goes downstairs, right, as you would if you were going into a basement. And there's two cinder blocks.
What?
And then you go to another video, and he unlocks his basement. I think you can tell where this is going. He turns on the light, right? He goes downstairs, as you would if you were going into a basement. Right, and he has two cinder blocks. Oh, I haven't seen this.
Wait, what?
Oh, okay.
Oh, cliffhanger. Ayo.
That's a cliffhanger.
Oh, shit.
I'm also following Watsky on TikTok.
Watsky has a TikTok?
I don't know if it's official.
Why are we doing free promotion? They're not paying us.
I don't care if Watsky pays me. I will promote Watsky.
Actually, same here.
But Watsky, please sponsor.
Watsky, oh, damn, that's nice. I just like the white, honestly.
I like the convertible.
But, yeah, Watsky won't ever listen to our podcast. I don't know why I want to be able to say, hey, Watsky, please... Please talk to us.
Watsky, if you're perusing podcasts and find the Unknown Outsiders, please follow me on TikTok at Orange Hawaiian Punch.
Then follow the Unknown Outsiders on TikTok too.
I would have actually shit myself right here in this public park if I got a notification that said Watsky started following you.
We don't record this live.
I know. That's why I would shit myself right here in this park.
That would be fucking
cool. That would be shit. The greatest fucking thing ever.
Do we need a sponsor in this episode?
You usually put the sponsor at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Sponsored by TikTok?
No, we're not sponsored by TikTok. We could be sponsored by Spotify.
We could be?
Mm-hmm. They just haven't yet. Because they own Anchor.
Oh.
Which Anchor is the sponsor of this episode. I'm going to put it here at the end.
Okay.
Yes.
I like it.
Yep. And then we'll keep talking because it's going to go there. And then there'll be more after. So...
No.
So stay tuned.
We need more sponsors. Email 100 random companies. Be like, please sponsor my podcast.
I've emailed a couple.
Email 100. Just go on a list. 100 companies. Ask for sponsorships. Go like, Quip. Fucking. I can't think of other companies to sponsor podcasts.
Okay, sponsors at the beginning of the episode because I don't want to interrupt the episode.
Yeah.
I don't like doing that. That's why I always record an intro and then go into it.
Okay. Sponsor of this episode is Birds. Change the batteries in your birds every 19 years.
And that's the way I like it. That tree looks like a spade.
Yeah, it looks like an arrowhead.
That's dope. Alright, so... this is a weird story. I guess... How much time do we have left?
I have to go to work very soon.
Okay. Then we'll save this story for another time. It's a haunted one. It's like, it's kind of freaky. So I guess. So stay tuned for the next episode where we talk about this kind of shit, I guess. When are we recording next? I work at 4:30 tomorrow.
I have tomorrow off.
You have tomorrow off? All right. So
same time?
Same time. We'll record again. Well, maybe not same time. We'll try to do it a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
And then get...
We're cutting short on time.
And then get Hayden, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. I'll see if I can get Hayden.
Because I don't think he works right now. I don't know if he's on an essential line. Because some lines over at NAL are essential, some lines aren't. But yeah, we'll get him. And we also got to record a video with Dalton. Because we're going to start YouTube. And the first one is the fucking hot sauce challenge, I guess.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's going to do it, not us.
That's fair.
Fuck that.
I might.
I will record it, and I will be happy recording it. And thank you for listening to the Unknown Outsiders podcast. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, the Unknown Outsiders everywhere. Follow Jacob at Orange Hawaiian Punch.
On TikTok.
On TikTok.
If you haven't figured it out from the 8 times I've mentioned it this episode.
And go like all of our videos for a special shout-out in the next episode.
If you do, honestly.
Like, if somebody actually does it, I will shout them out.
Even if it's Noah.
Yeah, Noah, if you do it, we'll shout you out. Because we've only said your name, and that's it. We've only said Noah.
We haven't said your ats, because we don't know them.
Nope. Peace out.